After the Battle of Kurukshetra, Part 27, Arjuna Responds. Suta Goswami said, "The celebrated friend of Lord Krishna, Arjuna, was grief-stricken because of his strong feeling of separation from Krishna, over and above all Maharaj Yudhisthira's speculative inquiries. Due to grief, Arjuna's mouth and lotus-like heart had dried up. Therefore, his body had lost all luster. Now, remembering the Supreme Lord Krishna, he could hardly utter a word in reply. With great difficulty, Arjuna checked the tears of grief that had smeared his eyes. He was very distressed because Lord Krishna was out of his sight, and Arjuna increasingly felt affection for him. Remembering Lord Krishna and his well wishes, benefactions, intimate familial relations, and his chariot driving, Arjuna, overwhelmed and breathing very heavily, began to speak. O King, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, who treated me like an intimate friend, has left me alone. Thus my astounding power, which astonished even the demigods, is no longer with me. I have lost Krishna, whose separation for a moment would render all the universes unfavorable and void, like bodies without life. It was only by Krishna's merciful strength that I was able to vanquish all the lusty princes assembled at the palace of King Drupad for the selection of the bridegroom. With my bow and arrow, I could pierce the fish target and thereby gain the hand of Draupadi. It was because Krishna was near me that it was possible for me to conquer with great dexterity the powerful king of heaven, Indradev, along with his demigod associates, and thus enable the fire god to devastate the Kandava forest. And only by Krishna's grace was the demon named Maya saved from the blazing Kandava forest, and thus we could build our assembly house, a wonderful architectural workmanship, where all the princes assembled during the performance of Rajasuya Yajna, and also they paid you tributes. Bhima, your respectable younger brother, who possesses the strength of 10,000 elephants, by the grace of Krishna killed Jarasandha, whose feet were worshipped by many kings. These kings had been brought for sacrifice in Jarasandha's Mahabhairava Yajna, but they were thus released. And later, those kings paid tribute to your majesty. It was Krishna only who loosened the hair of all the wives of the miscreants who dared open the cluster of your queen's hair, which had been nicely dressed and sanctified for the great Rajasuya sacrificial ceremony. At that time, she fell down at the feet of Lord Krishna with tears in her eyes. And during our exile, Durvasa Muni, who eats with his 10,000 disciples, intrigued with our enemies to put us into dangerous trouble. But at that time, simply by accepting the remnants of food, Lord Sri Krishna saved us. Thus, by Krishna's accepting food, The assembly of Munis, while bathing in the river, felt sumptuously fed. And all the three worlds were also satisfied. It was indeed by Krishna's influence only that in a fight I was able to astonish the personality of God, Lord Shiva and his wife, the daughter of Mount Himalaya. Thus Lord Shiva became pleased with me and awarded me his own weapon. Other demigods also delivered their respective weapons to me. And in addition, I was able to reach the heavenly planets in this present body and was allowed a half-elevated seat. And when I stayed for some days as a guest in the heavenly planets, all the heavenly demigods, including King Indradev, took shelter of my arms, which were marked with the Gandiva bow, to kill the demon named Nivata Kavacha. O descendant of Ajamid, O King Yudhishthir, at the present moment, I am bereft of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose influence I was so powerful. The military strength of the Kauravas was like an ocean in which there dwelled many invincible existences, and thus it was insurmountable. But because of Krishna's friendship, I, seated on the chariot, was able to cross over it. And only by Krishna's grace was I able to regain the cows and also collect by force many helmets of the kings which were bedecked with jewels, and those jewels were sources of all brilliance. It was Krishna only who withdrew the duration of life from everyone, and who in the battlefield withdrew the speculative power and strength of enthusiasm from the great military phalanx made by the Kauravas, headed by Bhishma, Karna, Drona, Shalya, etc. Their arrangement was expert and more than adequate. But Lord Sri Krishna, while going forward, did all of this. Great generals, Bhishma, Drona, Karna, Bhurishrava, Susharma, Shalya, Jayadrath, and Balika, all directed their invincible weapons against me. But by Krishna's grace, they could not even touch a hair on my head. Similarly, Prahlad Maharaj, the supreme devotee of Narasimhadev, was unaffected by the weapons the demons used against him. It was by Krishna's mercy only that my enemies neglected to kill me when I descended from my chariot to get water for my thirsty horses. And it was due to my lack of esteem for my Lord that I dared engage Krishna as my chariot driver, for he is worshipped and offered services by the best of men in order to attain salvation. O King, Krishna's jokings and frank talks were pleasing and beautifully decorated with smiles. Krishna's addresses unto me as, O son of Pratha, O friend, O son of the Kuru dynasty, and all such heartiness are now remembered by me, and thus I am overwhelmed. Generally, both of us used to live together and sleep, sit, and loiter together. And at the time of advertising oneself for acts of chivalry, sometimes, if there were any irregularity, I used to reproach him by saying, "Oh, my friend, you are very truthful." Even in those hours, when Krishna's value was minimized, although being the Supreme Soul, Krishna used to tolerate all those utterings of mine, excusing me exactly as a true friend excuses a true friend, or a father excuses his son. O Emperor, now I am separated from my friend and dear most well-wisher, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And therefore my heart appears to be void of everything. In Krishna's absence, I have been defeated by a number of infidel cowherder men while I was guarding the bodies of all the wives of Krishna. I have the very same Gandiva bow, the same arrows, the same chariot drawn by the same horses, and I use them as the same Arjuna, to whom all the kings offered their due respects. But in the absence of Lord Krishna, all of them, within a moment's notice, has become null and void. It is exactly like offering clarified butter on ashes, accumulating money with a magic wand, or sowing seeds on barren land. O King, since you have asked me about our friends and relatives in the city of Dwaraka, I will inform you that all of them were cursed by the Brahmins, and as a result they all became intoxicated with wine made of putrefied rice, and all fought amongst themselves with sticks, not even recognizing one another. Now, all but four or five of them are dead and gone. Factually, this is all due to the supreme will of Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, for sometimes people kill one another, and at other times they protect one another. O King, as in the ocean, the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. Now, I am attracted to those instructions imparted to me by the Personality of Godhead, Govinda, because they are impregnated with instructions for relieving the burning heart in all circumstances of time and space. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.